This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
We've decided to pronounce the question mark at the end of our title.
Yeah, not just say the title, but really act it out.
Yeah, who says, do you need a ride, when they're actually saying that to a person?
Whoever says, do you need a ride, they know exactly who they're talking to.
Oh, right. Maybe that's where a stress?
Uh-huh.
That's where the stress word should be.
On you?
You.
Because just always pretend like you're talking to 15,000 people or more.
Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Well, with my 12-tape series, I will teach you.
Rich Dad Poor, do you need a ride?
I don't know why I turned that into a seminar.
I liked it.
The Do You Need a Ride seminar.
Yeah.
Where you never
have a ride.
Where you never have a ride. Okay.
How are our levels?
They're good. Sorry, I always get distracted by the levels. Oftentimes, it's either the daytime reflecting off of my gauges. Daytime reflecting off of my gauges. I think that I have a problem, a serious problem.
I think your problem is everyone else's benefit.
Well, I suppose, because that makes them feel good about how they talk.
No, because it's goddamn entertaining.
There's actually been a few flippant comments about me and my trouble with the English language.
Where, on Twitter?
And I know that it's all good and fun and actually coming from fans, but it hurts. It hurts.
You know what the thing is? When you open up the door like that, when you talk about it, then people feel free that they can also talk about it.
Oh.
They forget that it's still a sensitivity.
It's like when I say, oh, my mom is so crazy, and then some friend goes, yeah, your mom is crazy. Hey.
Hey, fuck off.
Fuck
not,
you, man.
Not
that's
yours
my
to
mom.
Say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can say it, but you can't.
That's why I try not to, and I know sometimes I do to you because I pretend like this is a private car ride instead of a public forum. I try not to talk about how much I don't like being overweight, because people will absolutely just fucking start telling you about it. That's the worst door to open.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, well, it's a girl's thing. Girls, every girl thinks she's fat. So every girl thinks she can talk to you like, oh, you're going to say that? No, I can't too.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
It's not great. It's not great. But you know what? We get a lot of other great stuff. Nail polish and doors open for us. And
that's got to be worth it.
It's so great. It's so much fun.
You can call me tons of fun all day, but if you lay down a sweater over a puddle as you help me out of a wagon, I will.
Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, look at that. Oh, what are you? Oh, you got a date or something?
Oh, is he right up your ass?
Oh, and guess who's slowing down?
Ooh, I wish that BMW a lesson.
I wish I had a bumper sticker right now for this specific situation.
He's going to zip out to the left and pass you with BMW superior.
She's got a Maserati. Get out of me.
It's a Maserati, and she had a child in that car. It was a blue Maserati, a midnight blue Maserati. That's money wasted.
Yeah.
You might as well put it in a pile and burned it.
Exactly.
There's no resale value on a midnight blue Maserati.
Go ahead and buy a Maserati, but any color other than midnight blue, you're wasting your money.
Hey, Carl Sagan, midnight blue is not a good idea.
I have a question because I hear his name a lot, and I don't want to any. I figure now that a lot of people are listening, it's a good time for me to admit I do not know who Carl Sagan is.
Okay, I can tell you, but first of all, everybody, let's not give Chris shit for this.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan is a very niche person. I was forced to watch a show he hosted in the 70s called Cosmos.
Yes.
He is a astrophysicist.
I know what he looks like now. He looks like he's a mustacheless version of the dad from Adam's Family. He looks like that guy, right?
Yeah, but his hair is a little bit more 70s full. It's not slick back.
Well, I hadn't started on his hair, Karen.
Oh, sorry.
With really full hair, more so than the guy from Adam's Family. That's what I was going to say next.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have to interrupt you all the time.
Well, some might call it that. Some might call it violently jumping on my words. like a sentence mugger.
You know what? Your sentences are worth mugging because with the daylight gleaming off your instruments or whatever, you're going for it today.
See, that's a bet. Why didn't I just say daylight gleaming off my instruments?
What did I say?
The daytime bouncing off my gauges.
It's the same.
I barely the same. My version.
You know what? The way we use our words is our own fingerprint, our verbal fingerprint in life.
And you know, you're right.
It's never a bad thing. It's who you are.
What kind of a legacy am I leaving with my jumbled sentences?
You're a legacy of humanity, of human frailty that everyone possesses, a realness.
Maybe.
You're super street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a kiss of urban to everything I say, homie. And that's the truth, Ruth. Motherfucker. Word. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Shouldn't have added word.
We are. Headed, I liked it. I think it's the perfect.
You go ahead and say, what are we doing, Karen?
I'll say it. We're going to LAX, one of our favorites. Would you say?
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best one to go to. It feels very official.
Yes.
Of all the choices we have, which is.
Two of them.
Two. It's number one. One of two. And we're picking up stand-up comedian Erin Foley. Who is hilarious.
She really is.
She does the road like a real comedian.
Ooh, I'm started. Okay.
She's just like a real comedian.
She really is.
Except for she's a comedian.
She has that thing where, you know, I call it the Brian Regan factor, where you do well in L.A. among your peers.
Yeah.
Where you're playing to the back of the room, as we say in the circuit. And then she goes out and she does the old road.
Real gigs.
Yeah.
And she gets real depressed on the road, like everyone we know that does road gigs. And then...
Ooh, we should mention that right away.
Yeah, I think she will.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she will. Because she's coming back from, I believe she said, something along the lines of a Jacksonville or something rough. Something in Florida, which is... You know, we might have to pause the tape and hug her when she first gets into the car.
Or just announce right now that Florida is a horrible state.
Yeah, it's rough.
No, come on, all you listeners in Florida. All you listeners out there in Florida.
We just mean the actual earth of Florida. We don't mean the people that live there.
Right, right. Ever. It's bad soil.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea to build a state right next to a gulf.
It's ridiculous. You can't grow corn with soil that's...
That's how I rank sandy. States, is to their ability to grow corn.
So we're going Kansas, number one.
Yeah.
Iowa, number two. Kentucky, number three. What grows in Kentucky?
Oh,
some kind of grass.
Opinions about the president? those are rampant this year, that crop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know much about Kentucky.
I don't want to talk about politics, but did you hear that they cleared the Benghazi situation? It was totally cleared of all wrongdoing. Like, it's been investigated, and they came out with a report last Friday that said all those allegations are false.
Really?
And it was a Friday news dump, so no one heard the story.
Even though we've been talking about it for how long now?
Well, I think certain people have been trying to talk about it for a long time, but most people have been ignoring it, knowing it was... Who cares? I hate this shit. I hate politics.
Yeah, me too.
Why am I even pretending to know what I'm talking about? I don't.
None of us do.
None of us do.
We're all just pawns in this big old fat man in the cat sky money game. You know?
That's all I'm trying to say, man.
Old Daddy Warbucks with his black and white tie... Or with his red, white, and blue pants. I don't know what he's wearing, but he doesn't listen to me,
no
Jack.
No way, man. You're being lied to, brother.
We're being filmed right now. I mean,
We should be.
Just for YouTube promotional reasons.
I feel like we're almost there.
We are. To the airport.
To a lot of things.
Oh, right. Yeah, we are. Oh, yes. Popularity-wise and then also logistically.
Yeah, and emotionally and spiritually.
Oh, I can't wait to spiritually arrive at LAX. I had some trouble with that word. Spiritually.
Spiritually.
How do you feel spiritually, ghosts?
He was the best pastor I ever worked with.
Yes, yes.
He would ask me those great questions.
Ooh, this comedian that opened for me... for a few shows in small town Texas few weeks ago, where I was sleeping in the fetal position because I was feeling like a real Aaron Foley out there. he was really funny and I liked him, and he had a way of speaking that, even though he hadn't done stand up for more than a couple years, he had great jokes and the audience just loved him. And I found out he was a pastor for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he really one day was like, you know what? I never was that into all this. It was a job. He started at some other level at a church, and the pastor job opened up, and he applied for it. And he's like, "Well, I know about the Bible. I've been picking some of this stuff up." And I think that he was not admitting to believing in it a little more. But as a result, the way he talked, was really engaging. Like, he clearly had years and years of experience, and I realized that's more important than actually writing jokes. So we are pulling in to LAX. Hopefully no one's asleep because of my last story.
Sorry, I was looking at Aaron's texts, and then to be totally honest, I just started thinking about some stuff.
Oh, you know what? A lot of times I'll be telling a story and then I look at the person I'm talking to and they're just like, bread, eggs,
milk.
Call my mother. Check your bank account.
I honestly think
it's
a real thing with people these days of just having the shortest attention spans of all time. Chris.
Oh God, sorry. Well, how long have you been? Oh, I'm driving.
I've just been preaching the word of the Lord over here. I thought, I guess my intonation's not that good. We're going to United.
Okay. As far as I recall, United
P7
is
left lane.
We're fine. We're doing good. I'm gonna do that shortcut that we're always afraid of.
Yes.
Cut through the parking garage. I think you have to go through it. You drive through the little arm, flip off the attendant.
The huge.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just replying to her. Sorry. Dead air.
It's quite all right. You know what?
What I was going to say earlier?
I like
sorry.
Using... I learned... If one thing I ever learned from comics like Tig or Todd Barry, use pregnant pauses. And that's what we just did. It's a timing thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we learn.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say was, I heard Dave Anthony on his own podcast talk about telling his listeners to give us a review on iTunes, but not only that... If you subscribe, apparently if you subscribe to this podcast on your phone, it's really good for giving you some sort of popularity points or whatever.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask him to explain it. I'm just basically repeating a trick that he could totally be wrong about.
Mobile is just taking over.
It's what matters. So if
really
you haven't
is.
Subscribed and you'd like to... And I think you really should. Do it on your phone.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we get something.
Go to Do You Need a Ride and swipe right. I think I did. I tried a Tinder joke there.
Pick us for your podcast relationship.
Oh, here we go.
Aaron just texted me. There's a guy doing lunges while carrying his baby in a Bjorn while waiting for hug bags.
Well.
His bags. His
sounds
bags.
Like we're picking up two people.
Yeah.
Because I can't do without not having that guy in my life. Hey, do you do a really aerobic version of child abuse?
Get over here.
Get into my car.
And riff with us, please.
Get out of the backseat, baby. Oh, Billy. Oh, Billy Ocean.
Oops. So sorry.
Quite all right. That, of course, is the chime that means we are 1/15th done with the podcast.
Please take a moment.
No, that was the quarter chime.
And be in present space. Be here now, no matter how unpleasant or how much stuck behind an Enterprise Runner car bus you are.
We really are stuck behind this bus.
We are more stuck. Aaron actually texted...
Hey Jack, what are you, having a sandwich?
It was just a red light.
Yeah, well.
Well.
What if his name is Jack? Oh thank God it's a lady.
He is crying. She said she is... She's all the way at the end of 7 by the cans.
Wearing a trench coat and a Cat in the Hat hat.
And she's waiting. She's still waiting for her bag, so she said go slow.
Oh, okay. So, let's go really slow. I'm going to go in the slow lane behind this molasses of a driver.
Yeah, good idea. Where are they from? Somewhere else?
Has anyone ever called someone a molasses hole? If they're slow?
That's another... Fairbanks original.
Hurry up, molass hole.
You effing molass hole. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say fucking.
Yeah,
effing.
I seem to not be able to.
What? You know what?
Not be able to.
It wouldn't be the end of the world, because she is still waiting for her baggage, right?
Yes, if we went around again.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care.
We can really have a conversation. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to confront you about some stuff.
Whoa, man, it sounds like we're going to talk about... We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. Oh, she seems athletic.
Yep.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and do another roundabout.
Sure.
Ooh, I'm looking at... I think I'm looking at her.
In the jersey? But I don't think she carries
a
purse.
No.
She had the same haircut, that girl.
Yeah, she did. You know who I'm talking about with the red purse?
The girl in the red shirt.
Oh, it's crowded all of a sudden.
What the F?
Oh, look at this family of ducklings.
Oh, and the one girl fell. Oh. Too bad. You get run over.
Hey, older sister. Ooh, look at her pants. Ooh.
Her pants?
I just realized I've been, the last full minute has been about the appearances of people, and we're doing an audio cast.
That's what happens. It's a real, a rich scene at LAX. It's hard not to get into what you're seeing.
Ooh.
Chris right now he just crossed 5 lanes of traffic to get back into the circle.
Oh, that guy didn't need to honk.
No, he's an old asshole.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, he's willing to honk.
No, he's driving a light blue Xterra, the guy that honked at Chris.
Oh, he's mad because he's not a star high school basketball player in Minnesota anymore.
Oh, no. It's hard to be in L.A. now, so you get to boss people around with your horn.
Because your little Nissan comes with a first aid kit. In case you go campy-wamping. Oh, is somebody in a hurry to go to the woods?
The guy is sneaking peeks back here. He's got his arm out the window really unnaturally, and he's sneaking peeks at Chris because he can tell that he's being mocked. Well, all the while, Chris is leaning as far into the windshield as possible to make fun of this guy.
I think we're starting to discover why I used to get punched in the face a lot.
I like it. Here's the thing. There's a lot of idiots in this world, and why not give them a little back?
I think I used to tell people a lot in my 20s, and that's when you get punched. But now that I'm fast approaching 40.
Yeah.
You get away with it. You know what?
It's the same family. No, it isn't. It isn't. It's a totally new family that looks exactly the same. That's so awesome.
They really are. And it's exactly the same number of members.
Yeah. But that was a Mexican family, and the other ones we passed were Asian of some sort.
Right. So that's why I didn't jump down your throat with my, usually I'm like Jesse Jackson when I don't know if Jesse Jackson's the right, he's doesn't call people racist, does he?
Oh, were you about to jump down my throat for being a racist?
No, because I knew that you just had confused them. They're wearing the same clothing.
Oh, because I thought they were the really same were the in numbers. Exact same. Yeah.
But no, that's the weirdest racist ever. That groups everyone that isn't white. It's like, oh, these damn. Wait, they're Russian. The last people you didn't like were Asian. Not that we didn't like them. You know what I'm saying.
I thought we loved them.
There's something I want to bring something to the last episode.
Is it about my racism?
No, it was. I said something last time that seemed kind of homophobic.
What was it?
I don't know. I think I was making fun of Dave Anthony's car, and I said, it looks like your car was a butt bead that shot out of the ass of a gay man. I believe I said that. It could have been a butt. It just. And there I've said it again.
You know what, though? But you didn't say that apropos of nothing. It was a build out of giving him shit for his car.
And I thought he was going to go that route with me, so I jumped the gun.
It was hilarious. It looked like you were having a freak out, but you were playing that.
A lot of people don't know that I'm an actor.
You're not only an actor, but you are an activist.
Exactly.
You've been with the ACT UP group since they started in the late 80s. You got violent in the streets. Yeah.
We scrub seagulls and do improv.
It's not the group I'm talking about.
Oh, it's not the same. Oh, okay. I'd like to combine those groups. We are actors
that are
and activists. So they do like scene work while they're pulling
oil spill.
Pulling the clubs out of Otter Clubbers people's hands.
It's all because life is one big improv.
Yeah.
Honk, honk.
And I want to do a herald from a Greenpeace boat.
I want to do a herald with a harpoon in my chest from defending.
Speaking of herald.
Hey.
There he is.
There he is.
I bet she's going to be totally out here.
I bet she is, too.
Oh, I thought that was Aaron Foley.
Oh, wait. Let's see. Oh, no.
I'm just going to... You know what?
Is it this Asian teenager with a sweatshirt? No.
No, that is not Aaron Foley.
Is it this middle-aged security guard that's bald?
No, that is not Aaron Foley?
No.
Okay.
Is this young boy in a yellow shirt? Is this the same family again? Look, it's a brand new family. Oh, that's way more.
I mean, why don't you announce their race too, Karen?
Mexican?
Yeah, well, all right.
I mean...
They could be from Barcelona.
They could be from Portugal.
Portugal. You know, when I learned Spanish in college, shortly before forgetting all of it, the teacher was from Portugal.
Oh, really?
But she was teaching... You know, they're way different versions of Spanish.
What's their version?
Portuguese.
Oh, so it's not Spanish at all.
No, but it is.
That's a way different version.
I thought it was just similar. I thought it was an accent thing, or she let us think.
Oh,
but
right.
I've since discovered that she pretty much spoke two languages, and, you know, she had nice hair. And I can't see Aaron.
I kind of hate the way that dad just pushed his daughter back from the curb. I hope she does something rebellious later. Yeah. He just basically looked and then just pushed her back.
Yeah, he is doing...
God. I mean, I get it. I get
handsy.
It. I get it. If anything bad's going to happen, it's going to be in the United Terminal at LAX. I get it.
Abusing your daughter is a small price to pay for saving her life. I've always said that.
I just don't know.
My dad used to say that to my sister. She would get close to... There's Aaron Foley.
There she is.
I would honk, but...
She looks like the doctor from House, the female doctor.
Oh,
she?
Really? I haven't watched a lot of House episodes. Oh.
Yes.
Do you think she'll want to get in the trunk?
Hi, gal.
Hi there.
This is so fun.
I know, right?
You're already having fun? Here, I'll hold that for a second.
Can I just shove it back here?
Can't wait to have a drink of your coffee. That's cold. It feels good on my cold sores. That's an old joke. Old joke. I came up with that in like sixth grade before it was an actual threat.
Oh my God, to see your bright, shiny faces.
Good to see you.
Hi, friends.
Hi, so good to see you.
Welcome back.
Aaron Foley is in the back of the Honda.
Aaron
are we
Foley.
Recording?
Yes.
We are indeed.
Oh, Christ.
Yep. We're halfway through.
Oh my God, good. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Goodbye.
Oh, good to see you guys. Thanks for dropping me off.
Aaron, right over at the American Terminal, right?
Yeah, I sleep in the American Terminal.
Oh, like Tom Hanks.
Like an American.
Aaron, where were you? Let's hear about it word for word.
Geographically and then emotionally.
Yeah.
Okay, geographically, I was in Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, I was a wreck.
Oh. That's...
But I'm here.
How long were you there?
Well, I turned it into a week trip. I flew into Tampa on Monday to see Mary and Dick Foley, my parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that was adorable. So we got to hang out for like 3 or 4 days. And then I drove from Ruskin, Florida to
sure.
Jacksonville, as you do. Mm-hmm. Almost about 4 hours. Landed in Jacksonville. And, yeah. Never been? Have you guys ever been to Jacksonville?
I've never been to Jacksonville.
I don't know if I have.
I don't think you need to. I think you guys are good.
I have not. I've been to, where have I been? I've been to Ocala, and I've been to Fort Lauderdale, and I've been to Miami.
I've been to Key Largo, and...
Like the song?
Cocoa Beach, yes.
What are you, 80?
Yeah.
I'm 80, and I'm very wealthy. So... Watch your P's and Q's.
And as I get older, I'd like to visit every place in the song from Cocktail.
I literally was like, wait, what does that remind me of? Exactly.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. That was a great movie.
It's you know, when you watch it now, you aren't going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it holds up?
I'm currently...
watching Cocktail and driving.
Not that this podcast is about me telling what I'm working on, but we're making a video where there's a moment we are repurposing the movie Cocktail and Forrest Gumping me into scenes.
Oh.
So when they're doing the hippie shakes, drink mixing and everything, I'm in the middle, like, confused, taking moments out of context, and we're switching the... We're making it so I have a crush on Tom Cruise and I want to be part of their bar that they're opening up.
Yeah. Perfect.
But it's just all the moments where those two are seemingly erotically, like their faces are always next to each other and they're...
Yeah.
Brian, what was it?
Brian, yeah, the guy that kills
himself. The Australian, right?
Yeah.
His name is something plain, like Brian Brown.
Yeah, I think his name is Brian.
Oh my God, nearly.
Should I go straight?
It's all those movies at the senior community.
I'm going to go straight.
Yeah, to get, because we're going to Silver Lake.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How are you going to get there?
Oh, you know what?
105 to the 110 to the 101?
That's the hardest. Oh, God, I like all those options. Or was that one thing?
That was just the same number.
We could go in the HOV lane.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You don't have a Metro pass, but that's okay. I have now become a person...
I hope that's short for hover.
...that is obsessed with all things travel.
Why?
Because I do it so much that I have turned into that crazy person that has, like, global entry, TSA pre-check.
Yes.
Like, the Metro, like, the pass you put on your Express Lanes pass to get me into the 110...
Yeah.
Super lane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's I never thought I'd be that person.
Well, you know how much time it wastes, so you're probably just getting way ahead of it.
Yeah, I'm just on top of it all, and I never actually want to be there.
Right.
I'm like, oh, where am I going again? But Jacksonville, not so bad.
You could be a consultant with Waze.
Couldn't
you call in and just give your advice?
I've got the pink buggy. It pops up.
Oh, God, that guy could have hit me. I'm like, I'm typing. Oh, come on. Sorry. I'm just, there we go. I'll do that. I'm just in my phone. Speaking of Waze, I interrupted everything. Sorry, I just was in a panic, but I'm back.
Okay.
Do you know... Where
you're
going?
Oh, not at all. But
I should have
directed
you. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, just direct him.
I'm going to...
Well, I mean, now I don't know exactly where we're at.
Okay.
Let's go to the forum again.
We've
done that a couple times.
Got it?
We just have to get on the 105 East.
I got it now.
Okay.
All right. You guys had your chance to help. Now I just want to talk stuff. What the heck is... Who the...
Were you at a club in Jacksonville?
I was. You know, I thought... I thought it was going to be an absolute shit show, but it didn't. It turned out to be okay. But Jacksonville itself, like, what I do when I go to comedy clubs now is
I am obsessed with hotels. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just, like, do everything you can to, like, make your life easier on the road.
Yeah.
So the club, you know, puts you in, like, a rat's nest somewhere high upon a tree.
Yes, yes. And,
Because they care about you.
Yeah, they do. They're like, hey, find your way there and go F yourself. And then tell some jokes in between. So I just get, like, a buyout for whatever, you know, shit fest they put you in. And then I book my own hotel.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'll go downtown Jacksonville, you know.
Oh, no. If it's anything like the song, it's not going to end up good.
I was the only one in downtown Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
It's like one of those cities where it's just buildings and then corporate America closes up shop at 6 and it's a ghost town.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was me at the Omni Hotel with...
Ooh, the Omni.
The Omni's nice, actually.
Weird looking people.
Were there people there for they were having some kind of convention or whatever?
You know, it looked like a part, the only positive, there's a couple positive things. The symphony building was across the street and that was beautiful. the performing arts center, the symphony was there. And every time I left the hotel to do my shows, I was like, I don't want to do my shows. I just want to go to see the symphony.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to performing jokes at the Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
Well,
that's what it's called.
That's other people's symphony, Aaron.
Is it called the Comedy Club of Jacksonville?
It's actually called the Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
No, it's not.
Yep. No, it is. No, it is. It is called the Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
That
which
is
made
the...
me laugh so hard.
Yeah, that's the title of a business in a town where people don't like to get confused by words.
This is, we are not laundering money at the Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
It actually turned out to be, like, the owner, he's only been doing it a couple years, super nice dude. You know what it is? It's like, the space is so huge. Like, it's like almost look like this warehouse that they try to convert into a comedy club.
Oh.
Aesthetically, it needs some help.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know.
So there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room for it to be empty.
You can do your roller skating thing that you like to do at the top of your show, right? I mean, let's be positive.
I have dreams about skateboarding out onto stage.
Do you really?
Yes. My two worlds would be colliding.
I have dreams to do a full set of backup dancers with, like, plate spinning and jazz hands, and I come in the showroom on a wrecking ball. So it all happened at the Comedy Club in Jacksonville.
Why don't we do that? Why? That was the best thing Gallagher ever did. Why aren't we all take? Because we don't have enough money to make a $3,000 giant couch.
You know, we could get the money if we do a Kickstarter and say, please sponsor us at the Comedy Club
that's
of Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's what we heard. As
one
long
night
as,
only.
Yeah.
Karen, Chris, and Aaron live out their dreams.
Karen does a back walkover up to the microphone the way she's been dreaming all her life. That's all I've ever wanted to do. I'm the least gymnastic person of all time. But God, if I could do that.
If I could moonwalk up to a stage, I would in a heartbeat. With some serious
jazz
hands.
But even a slight level, you're kind of screwed with moonwalking.
Was anyone else obsessed with the Solid Gold Dancers growing up?
Yes.
Marilyn McCoo?
100%.
You know some of their names?
Marilyn McCoo
was
the
host. Yeah.
Before
I didn't know actually any of the Solid Gold Dancer names.
I don't think you knew their
I think
names.
There was probably a Yvonne, maybe a Carol.
Have you...
There's definitely a Yvonne.
Have you guys seen... I think it went... Key and Peele did a parody of it, and it's the Crystal Light Aerobic Championships.
Yes.
And it's 1988. It seems more like it'd be 1982, but... And it's... I watched the entire thing.
Yeah.
In its entirety, hosted by Alan Thicke. Because they just... That was a re-edit where it's like the guy's flexing, and it says all their names.
Yeah.
And it zooms in on them real quick. It's hilarious. Yeah.
It's like 12 straight minutes of aerobics, and it's the introduction to the National Aerobics Championship.
Really?
Is this actually a thing? It's real.
Yes.
You have to watch it.
It's
really
amazing. And it's just 1988, and it proves how dumb how far we've come entertainment-wise.
It seems like it's 60 years ago when you watch it. It looks like people are in a costume. It seems like a sketch.
And I
a
remember...
A lot of face paint, like a lot of aggressive face paint.
No, it's just... It's like people that would be in an exercise video.
Wow.
And with little to no flair or fanfare. There's one guy that had some like streamers on his elbows, but
they're like their names would come up and they'll be it'll be like Taffy and Brandon from the workout club Jacksonville.
Yes,
you have to see
it. And then they dance to this repetitive song that still is in my head.
Yep.
And then they do some push-ups. Everyone had the same routine. Then they go to these commentators and they're like, did you see those push-ups?
Oh.
And then right back into the dancing. Yep. Those were some good moves. Not to mention those push-ups.
Like, yeah. This seems like Aaron Foley dream sequence.
You have to see it. You'll freak out.
It's funny. If you could somehow combine that's why I bring it up with your comedy. Just dance out there, leotard. And then tear it away and then just be wearing your stand-up comedy clothes.
Does anybody like to travel? Is anyone celebrating anything?
I've got some travel tips worked out. Does anyone want to hear them? Separate from the comedy. Separate.
Pay $100, wait 3 months, go get global entry. It's a basic interview. What, Nancy? You've never traveled before? Oh, all right.
I can't believe none of you are pre-check-in TSA.
This is crazy. You automatically get a TSA check, so if you come off a cruise, you can go right through the line in Houston.
What are you saying, Joanne? That you still bring 3 liters of water to the security check every time you fly? You're surprised that you can't bring a vat of lotion?
Oh, that's so weird.
This day? What do you mean I can't bring
four machetes, 6 pounds of Crystal Light, and 6 puppies on?
It looks like we've run out of time here at the Comedy Club.
Of Jacksonville.
Colon, Jacksonville's Comedy Club.
Jacksonville's premier comedy club.
Colon, not a drug front.
There was like a bar that sponsored like, I don't know, the late night show or something, or the late show. And it was called Bank Shots, and I kept calling it Slingshots the whole time. And I had no idea. I was like, I don't think that's right, but I don't care. Because the late show only had like 50 people in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, whatever. And so, like, you know, I don't even drink. And that's not true. I mean, before shows. And I was like, screw it. I'm going to have a vat of white wine before the second show. And I was like, you guys, let's go to Slingshots. Let's get hammered.
And they're all like,
what is she talking about?
Isn't that a type of underpanties?
If this business name doesn't have the word Jacksonville in it, I can't go to it.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I'm sponsored
by my city.
Where is this route taking you?
Oh, it's...
To the 10?
Oh, yeah. Is that bad?
To the 10 to the what?
To the 10 to the 110 to the 101. So we aren't going to Silver Lake. Or am I?
Oh, okay. To the 10 to the 110.
Yeah.
Are we on the 405 right now?
Yeah.
We could,
how would you guys go?
Well, at this point, we could go...
The 405 connects with the 105, right? Or do we already pass it?
No, that's below us.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would just go to the 101 and then go south.
Right.
Because I think that other way is way more traffic down by downtown.
Oh.
Well, it's your call.
I think you don't know where we are.
I think you have to take the 10 to get to the...
I absolutely only have the... Or I could go down by the valley.
I totally don't know where.
It's okay.
I put my glasses on my head 15 minutes ago, and I still am the kind of person that would tell you where to go.
Yeah, I don't... I think this
I'm going to follow your phone and you, Chris.
Okay.
This part of L.A. is really confusing. It all looks alike, and...
Yeah, maybe my navigator... Or I typed in the wrong location. I just am... I don't know the address.
We'll be fine.
It's part of the podcast is to talk. People don't get mad when we're talking about MapQuest and stuff.
People fucking love it. They don't get bored.
Whereas I'm obsessed with it.
I mean, this is a podcast for you. Now, Aaron, you also have a podcast that's also on All Things Comedy.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Girls with Balls?
Wow, nailing the title that does not exist. It's called the Comedy Club of Jacksonville / Sports Without Balls. Sponsored by Slingshots in bumfuck Jacksonville.
Girls with balls.
What's it really called?
It's called Sports Without Balls.
That's right. I've done it. It's a great podcast.
Karen, we talked about the San Francisco Giants.
We did.
You got to come back on.
I would love to.
Talk more about whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
It's good. It's going well. It would be awesome. I got to get more, you know, the big push to get more athletes on it. But it's been really fun.
How would you go about doing that? People you know or just PR people or something?
Yeah, I've done some research to get a hold of some like sports agents.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a fun like platform for their lady athletes.
Yes.
And
totally.
Then like someone knows someone knows someone, so that's the next big push for the show.
I would guess to get like pro football players, you'd have to give them money. I bet they don't show up for anything for the love of the game.
Well, it's all ladies.
Say. Oh.
Yes, it's ladies. It's me talking to another lady about sports.
Right, right. Oh, I thought you meant guest athletes.
Yeah, guest athletes. But I feel like for women's, like for instance, you know, they don't get the exposure, you know.
Right.
As all the male athletes do.
Of
so
course
probably
not.
Be
yeah.
way easier to
Yeah, well, I think it would be, yeah. So that's what I'm attempting. But I've had some, like, fun ESPN writers on. And
oh, cool.
You know, and just a lot of female comics that love sports, so it's super fun. Yeah,
and
I love
and
it.
One female comic that's not that interested in sports.
Yes, and then Karen came on.
But can sure talk about her home baseball team.
It was fun. Karen, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You had that fun. Your aunt, who was, what was that part that she was like?
My Aunt Mary got caught in the tube at it's Taco Bell Park.
was like the funniest thing ever.
My there's a big like really cool play area at Taco Bell Park, and there's a big slide, and
oh,
it's like
no.
you dump out either into a big baseball mitt or whatever, and it's like at the park. So my Aunt Mary went over and took my nephew, my cousins, who were at the time like 7 and 9 or something, to go play in this thing. And then she was like, well, I'll go down the tube. And she got stuck in the tube.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did little kids like slam into her and all pile up?
Probably.
That's my biggest nightmare. I used to have it's at a water slide, but I still had that nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think someone had to go in and pull her legs out.
I don't know. I think my nightmare now would be getting stuck versus the stack up at the bottom, which is fearful.
Like you dump out and then everyone just comes piles onto you.
Yeah,
that's a legitimate nightmare.
That's a serious slide worry. But you guys gotta be careful.
I hate to keep bringing up the water slide, but it's the closest to that Pac Bell tube I've been in.
Yeah,
it's at the end when you're in the pool and then all these kids come and their knees hit the back of your head.
Oh,
there's serious injury. I remember kids getting split in the forehead.
Yeah. And they're all wet, so they're more splittable.
Yeah, it softens the
skin. The blood goes
skin.
In the water, and everyone dies of Ebola.
Oh,
and
then my God.
And then a shark comes out of nowhere. A shark comes out of the drain, smells the blood, and eats the kids.
And a bird, a low-flying bird, shits some flu on them.
It's the most dangerous thing you can do with your family.
How about those water slide eels? No one's even addressing the eels.
It's like you're afraid to talk about the eels.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, look at that puffy costume eel. Boom, comes to life, jumps in the water, steals all your blood.
What's the water park that has a mascot of an eel? Come down to Ely's.
Come down to Eel's Jacksonville Comedy Club of Comedy.
Colon, we're a water slide. comma, in Jacksonville, parentheses.
Did you ever think about that?
You know what you guys have experienced this. This is like the numerous times where you fly into a city, you're doing a comedy club for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're staying in like, you know, the city part of wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then the feature picked you up. I was working with a super nice dude. And you leave the city, and you drive for, I don't know, 40 minutes to get to the comedy club. And you're like, where are we? And the comedy club is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's never
in
it wasn't
strip mall.
In
yeah.
Jacksonville, was it? It was
well,
in
technically,
like
technically Jacksonville is larger than I think Europe. So I have to fact check that, but it's pretty close. So it's technically still Jacksonville. But I think that's so hard. So,
I hate that.
So then you had to drive out to like Portugal.
Yes.
I literally was just like,
I don't know where I am. Like by the last show, you know, when you don't really care anymore, you're like, oh, this is great. I flew into Jacksonville. We drove an hour and a half. I had a hood over my head. I don't even know where, like, whatever. But I literally was like, and he's like, well, you know, we're having, you know, he just started the comedy club and he's going to be successful because he's a really fun dude. But he's like, well, we're having trouble, you know, we're just, you know, getting people out. And I'm like, yeah, because it's, I think you either have to pick like, it's halfway between, if you're looking on a map, downtown, like proper downtown Jacksonville, and then like 30 miles west is the beach.
Right.
And it's halfway in between. And like, I feel like you got to pick, you know, you got to pick one. Then they want the gays to come out because I'm gay. And I'm like, the gays don't go to the middle of nowhere in a strip mall.
No, that's not safe.
No,
that's
next
fear.
To...
That's fear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Out there in the corner of town next to trailer hitches, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fear for everybody, but then you get a double notch up. Like what I was thinking was there's so much blind faith in you being in that guy's car and then driving out to that club. You just have to be like, I hope this works out for the best. Yeah,
trying not to get nervous about that hood on your head that you mentioned.
And the hood
That's
on
horrifying.
His head.
Oh, why is he driving? He's the one driving.
It's crazy.
I poked myself an eye hole, he says in his Florida accent.
Look, we're all captives, really, if you think about it.
If you really...
Well, he's from Atlanta, and I did some research, so I was like, okay, I'm going to be fine.
The feature?
Yeah.
And when you say he's nice, does that mean he's not funny?
No, he's funny.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Funny.
That's
he's
a
funny and
rare
nice.
Combo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I worked with a lot of nice people in Texas.
You know, some seriously, you know, there's always like that real hefty amount of social awkwardness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
In comics. But, well, not you guys. But, you know, people that you're just sort of forced into it. You're like, okay, we're going to be in a relationship for the next 72 hours.
Yeah.
But no, I have to say the host was one of the funniest experiences, I think, ever because he is named Special K.
No.
He is a local. I hope.
I'm so jealous.
It wasn't Scotty K? No, it's Special K. Okay. There's a guy named Scotty K, and he might as well live in Florida. He didn't have keyboards and then a Zima closer.
Oh, God, I wish. Okay. Oh, God. It would be amazing if Special K handed it off to Scotty K and then handed it off to me.
And you're like, sorry, I don't have any keyboards.
Yeah.
This time.
But I'll be back. No, he had this thing where he goes, When I say I'm bringing up more comedy, I go, are you ready for more comedy? And meanwhile, he's black, the crowd is white, and he makes the whitest crowd ever go, show enough, bring it on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was writing all this stuff down because I knew I was going to see you guys.
Tell that
you
story
say,
again.
Show enough, bring it on. I can't even, as a white person, try to even pull that out of my mouth.
Wait, yeah. What was the call and response? What did I say?
It was like, when I say, are you guys ready for more comedy? You scream out, show enough, bring
you know,
it on.
You know, like nobody does. Now sing it. Sure enough.
Yeah,
sure enough.
I think it's you guys, just because we talked about this earlier. I have an urban way of speaking. I think it's show nuff. Just show and then nuff.
Sure
and
you
have
enough.
Show nuff.
Show
nuff.
But, like, it's so awkward for a group of people
to mimic black talk.
What once was, I think, a depressing convention center from the 80s, now converted into some sort of comedy
special
club.
Special K is
yeah,
the best.
Special K.
Before I get you excited about your next comedian, everyone pass around the shoe polish and apply it to your face. Let's make it real awkward. All right.
Let's get it started.
Ooh,
it was.
This is how we want to start it. Racist.
It was... You know, he doesn't obviously do a lot of stand-up anymore. Super nice guy. It just was like...
I kind of love that. It's like,
it
was people going.
It was a little rough. It was...
I love his early rap albums.
Yes. Special K.
Special K's a rapper.
Yeah. I've had a couple of people nickname me Special K, and I don't mind it.
It means you're athletic.
No.
I think I wanted him to call me something, like Sassy E. Or like, I don't know, give me something.
Wheaties is the one with all the...
Special K.
Sorry. Sorry.
Aaron, so what have you missed as you've been gone? What did you miss the most besides normalcy?
Well, it's one of those things where, like, I was doing this writing gig, so I hadn't traveled in like 6 weeks.
Oh,
and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I don't have to travel. But then when you're in LA, like, for a long chunk of time, you're like, get me out.
Yes.
So then you're on the road. Now, Jacksonville wasn't that bad. Like, next time I'm going to, like, keep the rental car so I can go to the beach and have more of, like, you know, you have to do every city or town, whatever it is, once, and then you get the lay of the land, you know?
Yeah.
I do think there's this thing in Florida where you've got really fine, normal-looking people, and then you've got an element of Florida that it's like At one point in the crowd, it looked like 1995 hip met like Chernobyl adjacent. And I kept thinking, what am I possibly going to say that's going to bring this group together?
So I guess eyewash station is over here.
I missed good coffee and people with just normal features.
No one like looking like a melted candle.
I had a real stretch where I was like, is everyone limping? What is happening? Where am I?
We went a couple Christmases ago. I went to Sears with my dad because he had to buy some tool. And we went to get into the return line. And my dad looks around real mad. And under his breath, he looks at me and he goes, Jesus, it looks like the line to Lourdes in here. And then he just walked out the back door. Real low tolerance for any kind of problem with people.
I love a good Irish Catholic Lourdes reference.
Yeah, there's nothing like a Lourdes.
Mary
reference.
And Dick dropped the Lourdes bomb a lot growing up. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one for you guys, because I think we always talk about, like, you know, Irish Catholic stuff. My mom riddled her whole life with anxiety, and, you know, now I, after, like, you know, after you spend 4 solid days in Florida, just the local news, you're like, this is what happens to people. They get paranoid because of the local news in Florida.
Yeah.
And it was like one fear-based, you know, sinkhole story after another.
My favorite.
Oh, I'm obsessed with sinkholes.
I love them.
I can't even tell you how
much. Have you guys ever had the pleasure of falling into one?
God, no.
No, have you?
No.
But I just am fascinated. They're always perfectly circular.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
They're fascinating. This is the best. A couple years ago, sorry, I'm sidetracking.
No.
I just started chugging a coffee. because I haven't had good coffee in 7 days. There was a New Yorker article on sinkholes maybe about 2 years ago, and the craziest thing is there's this woman in Florida who's been in not one, but 2 sinkhole incidents.
No.
And I thought, how does she leave her house? Like,
or was she in her house when it happened?
No. One of them was her backyard, and the other one was, like, walking down a random street.
Oh, shit.
But either you play the lottery or you don't leave the house.
Yeah. As a human on a pedestrian sinkhole?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, you did something. That's like lightning, where you got to look internally why that happened.
Right?
Yeah. You've got magnet shoes crazy.
I'll never forget. I was like, oh, my God, like, I want to follow that lady around.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. What is she doing?
From a safe distance.
Was she a thin woman or a heavier set lady?
I don't know.
What are the worries?
After you said that, I'm like, following her around actually is absolutely what you shouldn't do. I mean, she's leaving behind her. Oh, boy, do I want to follow you around and fall right behind you like we're shooting out of a tube.
Every time she leaves the house, she carries a treasure chest filled with gold.
She's going to take it down with her. One of my favorite things that's ever happened is somewhere in the late 90s or mid 90s, there was a sinkhole in San Francisco that was a block long. It was up by Coit Tower, because my friend used to live up. Her apartment was up near there. So I went in.
Which is the top of the hill, the highest point in San Francisco. Right?
And a lot of those hills are...
Chris,
chiming in with a little
geography.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, from that vantage point, it's a perfect isosceles triangle to Alcatraz.
What?
A lot of people don't know that. That
is
the
that
hypotenuse.
True?
Yeah, it's exactly 30 degrees. Carry on.
Geography and geometry?
Yeah, well,
oh my
he's
God.
A dream.
There's a reason those two words are the same. Actually, Nostradamus first said before, sorry, I'm thinking of, I'm going to jump out of the car now.
Hey, but you're driving.
Really? Sorry.
Just yodel it out. You'll be better.
You know how when Goofy would fall. Anyway. What? Talk about this sinkhole.
Talk about a sink full of sinkholes. My friend was like, you have to come and see this. I was just going to say, San Francisco is built on garbage.
Yes.
They just built a whole city. That's why it's all hilly and crazy. It's just a garbage dump. And my dad used to say that all the time. The whole thing's going to sink because it's just a floating garbage dump that has cement on top.
Did they even pack it down?
No.
Oh, my God.
They just dripped asphalt across the top of it. Almost sarcastically.
Oh! So, with like a villain's...
Let's see how long this lasts.
And next I'll take planet Earth. That's the... Yeah, okay, never mind. That's the little alien from... okay.
I was just going to say, we walked down and there was like yellow police tape or whatever. And literally 20 feet down, there were cars in parking spots with their, what am I trying to say, the parking meters.
No.
All down, down a 20-foot hole. You look straight down and it's just a row of cars like as if they were parked on the street. With parking meters, but they're down in the ground.
You Holy saw crap. This? Or you? Oh, my God.
We took a cab to it, I think.
Was it the scariest thing ever?
Did you take a picture?
No, this was the 90s where nobody had camera. I didn't have my disc camera on me at the time.
I used to always have a camera with me.
Did you really?
To work for the Bugle, the Daily
the
Bugle.
The Daily Bugle?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of you,
You were a
Jimmy?
Newspaper boy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've heard of you, Jimmy.
Wait, Chris, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Montana.
Oh, Big Sky State.
Yeah. Where my father, who will be very happy that you're on this podcast.
I love your dad.
Yeah, he loves you, and he will be listening.
Wait. Do you have a relationship with Mr. Fairbanks?
We went to a really awkward entertainment office party. I didn't want to talk to anyone in the business, and I latched on to Chris's dad, who is so delightful, and I talked to Chris's dad the whole time.
That's awesome.
He's been on the podcast, and he'll be happy that you are.
Yay.
Please give
like
a big
family.
Hug for me.
I will indeed. He's doing great. We're about to approach Silver Lake Boulevard. Should I get off there?
Please.
Okay, you're welcome.
You can just drop me off right here on the 101 and I'll roll myself home.
Don't forget to yodel.
Historic Filipino town.
Oh.
I love when I see signs like that and it's like, I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, that is what, that there's Filipino town right there?
Yeah.
It's weird where, like, you're in the back of the car, you know, with a microphone as you do, and you see certain things that you're like, oh, I've never seen that before, and it's been 7 years.
And you acknowledge it by saying it into the microphone
and
as you do?
And you're like, oh.
Like what? That Happy Endings weird dance place we just passed?
Yeah, I just was like, note to self, check that place out.
Is it called Happy Endings?
We just... drove past some building that was red and black, then and the sign said Happy Endings.
Oh, God.
And
hey.
I literally was like, oof.
Stop by here at 1 a.m. if you hate one of your kidneys.
Or your kids.
Yeah. Either way, you're going to be left in a bucket of ice. Okay.
Have you been on the road a lot, Chris?
I had some small town Texas. I was in Texas for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah. So it was... some of the gigs were fun and some like where I would look at the room and I was horrified by them because they had like Duck Dynasty tattoos and sleeves.
Yeah.
But they were more open-minded than me because they actually ended up being really sweet small town folks and I had a good time. Should I turn right or left?
Yeah, take a right.
Okay.
What parts of Texas?
Paris.
That's where a movie was shot in Paris, Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know if they celebrate that or acknowledge it or what, but I only knew about that movie when I lived in Austin. And I went to Austin, and that was great.
Austin's a dream.
And Houston. I went to Houston.
I was just at that airport mere hours ago.
Hobby Lobby or Bush?
Those are things Houston. Look at those balloons.
Oh,
someone just lost 4 balloons.
I hope it's a little boy with an English accent.
Balloon.
99 love balloons. I just made myself laugh. Isn't that good podcasting?
That's great. Oh, stay in the left lane, sir.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
sir, God, please, sir.
Oh, God.
Sir. Jesus.
Ooh, look at the 2015 Mustang.
Oh,
God, that is a pretty. I'm not even kidding. I like the way. I like the cut of that car's jib.
I like a lot of these brand new versions of muscle cars.
Yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah,
they've got like a little. They aren't so like rapey.
And you're not.
They're not.
You know what I mean? Some cars, you're like, oh, I'm gonna die if I get close to that one.
Right.
Yeah, like you can almost hear the door shutting as you look at it. You're like, ugh, that locks, and you can't pull the lock up on my side.
And it's also a transformer, and it turns into a white van. Can we take a left at this light, please?
I will. Thank you. Oh, I love it when people, guests rather, have the instinct to just give a little direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, let me ask you this traveling comedy question. Do you ever leave like a festival or a club or anywhere in your life and you get a cab and the cab driver is falling asleep on the way to the airport? The scary... This happens to me a lot.
That's horrifying.
And I can see his eyes just dozing off in the rearview mirror and I'm like, this is how I die? In the middle of Jacksonville?
He's
going to the airport after entertaining Chernobyl.
What do you do then? Just go, long shift, sir?
Yeah. Sometimes I go, did you grow up here? Like, I swear to God, it has happened to me so many times. Where I'm like, this is really scary.
That's crazy.
I have a friend who, her and her boyfriend were somewhere in the, I can't remember what state, it doesn't matter, but the guy fell asleep on the freeway and they got in a horrible car wreck. And
Jesus.
Scary.
Should I turn right or left?
Left, I'm sorry, left.
That's all right.
Wait, who's the, I'm totally blanking on his name and I love the guy. He does that fun show on Thursdays with Baron, is it Brian?
Cook?
Yeah, Brian Cook.
Yeah.
Brian Cook, this was the, festival in Bloomington at the Attic and other places, not Moon Tower, Limestone Comedy Festival. It was like 7 in the morning. It was Brian Cook, myself, and Christella Alonzo were going to the airport, and I'm the only one that's like sort of alert because Brian, I think, was still hammered, and because I was making fun of him. And the young kid that was driving us full on just passing out. And so I'm hitting his arm being like, how great was this festival? Thanks for volunteering. You want to keep us alive? And it was like an hour 10 to the airport. It wasn't like real quick. And so I kept hitting Brian's arm like, start engaging him. Brian's like, so you drink or like, it was like, you got to keep this toddler.
So do you drink or are you an alcoholic?
Yeah.
You have one of those two choices.
Is that why the guy was passing out?
Well, I think he was just like overtired and maybe hungover because he was super nice. He was just volunteering for the festival. But like, I left the bar early and I saw him at the bar because I was like, oh, that's that dude that works, whatever. Scary.
There was a festival that I don't do anymore. I finally grew out of it. I hope in Calgary where they had volunteers and every one of them was drunk.
Yeah.
Like they were being paid in boot. Like as soon as they dropped off a comic, they'd come in, watch part of the show and have some beers because it's Canada.
Into the right-hand lane when you can.
Okay. And I complained. I seriously had complaints. I'm like, I don't want to die while I'm here.
Yeah.
And it was a big...
Sorry, Lucille.
It's quite all right. It was like a big ordeal that I had a problem with all the drunk volunteers.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's gross.
At Sketchfest, one of my rides was a girl who was just a little... She was much more interested in like, quote-unquote, keeping people entertained and not paying attention.
Oh, God. Take a left.
And that was such a bummer. Because that's when I realized of like, oh, I don't even think about these volunteers that are doing this for everybody. That doesn't mean they're sane.
I know.
Right, like, right.
Okay.
No, a lot of times it's a weird way for them to get involved. And it's not just to be, oh, I love helping the arts. It's none of them.
Yeah.
They're not doing it for the endowments.
Yeah.
There are no John P. and Catherine D., what do you call them, foundations?
Yes,
Rockefeller.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's the name I was looking for.
Ford.
All art is funded by old oil Street. Money.
Yes. True. This is my neighborhood, you guys.
I love it.
So
this
gorgeous.
I would live here.
It's awesome.
I'm really debating leaving Venice because I am so far away from everything. Maybe that place without a roof is opening up.
You'd be like a little barn owl in there.
Who's going to be my roommate? I should live here. It'd be central. Because I was talking to my roommate, Nate, who says hi, by the way, Aaron.
Nate.
And he loves you. And it's ridiculous that I live at the ocean.
It's beautiful.
This
relaxing,
is right in the middle. It's beautiful. Look at all these, like...
Yeah.
I would live in one of those modern... condos or maybe a guest house
here or maybe behind. A garage, a converted garage.
There's
right on
so
the street
options.
Or imagine me just living in that hammock.
Picture it, if you will.
Me, with a suitcase and a hammock and so many biters, bites, biters, bites.
God, there's so many biters around here. It's unbelievable.
You gotta be careful.
I hate poisonous biters, bites.
At the stop sign, please pull over to the right, sir.
Oh, certainly, I will.
This is my building.
Is it too close?
Just right there.
Oh, I would, but there's a car behind me.
Okay.
I'm going to.
You can pull over anywhere right around here.
I'm gonna pull over here.
Just anywhere.
All improperly. This is actually a pretty good spot.
It's a gorgeous eucalyptus tree we're parked
on. Is that the kind of koala munches on?
Yes. There's actually a couple neighborhood koalas we feed them.
Feral koalas,
which is kind of, you know, adorable yet really scary. We had to shoot one out of the tree one time because it was, I don't want to alarm anyone in Silver Lake, but it shaved its teeth down to points.
No!
It would jump out and just...
Why?
Just jump on people's necks.
This was a wild American... A koala... Are you... This... Okay.
You've never heard of the feral Silver Lake koalas?
I can't...
The
I
incident
don't get,
of 1998?
Jacksonville?
I don't get this neighborhood publication.
Well, we got to get you on this list. What's your email address?
Well, you've heard of the Marina Del Rey kicking kangaroo, right? That's I mean, I didn't know there was a similar story with a marsupial.
Yeah, well, you know, L.A. is, you know, there's so much flora and fauna. It's unbelievable. It's real lush.
Do you guys know about
And all these visiting Australians.
That's where they bring it.
Yeah, with all these fucking Will Andersons come to town and they got...
Smuggling feral koalas.
Yeah.
Yeah, pouched... animals in their pouches. Their pant pouches.
It's like when people sneak in horrible, crazy reptiles into the state of Florida. Or do they sneak them out? I don't know.
I think they just leave them there, right? Yeah. They're already there.
Yeah.
They sneak them in, let them grow up there, and then pull them out as adult.
And shoot them in the head.
There's a huge gator tank in the Comedy Club of Jacksonville.
No.
I'm kidding. Oh,
I would love it if you had to lob your jokes over a gator tank.
Is she gonna go for a swim tonight? Everybody say show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Bring it on. I was like, oh, we are too white. We cannot pull this off.
Aaron, do you have any plugs or things you want to talk about?
Well, when is this gonna air?
Next Monday.
Okay. Then on December 6th,
yep,
I'll be in Portland.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
The Funhouse Lounge. And then the next night, Sunday, December 7th, I'll be at Columbia City Theater in Seattle.
Ooh,
wow, that's great.
Theater.
What a fun double...
It's small.
That's better.
I know. I try to avoid comedy clubs at all costs. Is that a problem?
No.
Because I'm a comedian?
I think you're doing everything I wish I was doing.
Yeah, it's just it's better for everything.
I guess I'm...
To avoid comedy clubs.
Yes.
I agree.
Some of them are really fun, but otherwise I'm like, could I do a one-nighter here for the same money and quality of show, or five at your club where you're busting with a hood over your head?
Yeah, you're right. All you have to do is figure out some kind of a door deal with a friendly venue person.
Yeah.
And it's easier.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Sorry, comedy clubs. Your time is up.
I'm not going to perform at your crazy koala cafe.
Yeah.
Devastated Sunday morning.
You can ask me all day long, but I'm not going to go.
You can take your mid-show announcements, roll them up, and fucking stick them in your comment jar.
One last thing, Special K, and before, like, the feature did a really good job, and then, of course, you want to bring up the headline right away, you know, as you do, and everywhere else, and he'd go, okay, we got a full kitchen, and we got cake! We got cake! And I was like, this isn't happening. Cake. You talk about cake for 4.5 minutes, and then I'd go up there and be like, yes, there's cake.
I guess I have to sweep the cake shit off the stage right now.
Show enough, we got cake!
Show enough.
Oh my God, that's terrific.
Yes.
I want to meet Special K.
I do too.
He's fun.
This, possibly this episode was the most laughs per minute.
LPMs were very high.
I mean, I wasn't even looking at the dash, but I think they were in the red.
Yeah.
And the
JPMs were also high, the jokes per minute.
Yeah. And they were almost consecutive with the laughs.
Yeah.
Or congruent, or related to. I'm going to go to bed and die.
and die? Was that at the end? No.
Yeah.
We're going to put this into a Pythagorean theorem, and it's going to come out happy hour.
That's right.
You know, Coit Tower, speaking of the Pythagorean theorem. Just kidding. You guys, yeah, this was so fun.
Aaron,
thank
you're
you
the
so
greatest.
Much.
Yeah, you're the best.
I can't believe I got to laugh after 7 days in Florida and a ride home. This is the greatest podcast ever.
And thanks for having this much fun energy getting off a plane. I know it's hard.
I had a coffee. I'm just happy to be in the state of California.
Yay.
Well, we're happy to have you back. And you gave your plugs.
Oh,
and,
good, yes.
What's your website?
My website is crazykoala at, no, it's erinkfoley.com.
You can
get
a
up
K.
to the minute.
You do it. You do it minutely now?
Do you take pictures of your food and stuff for your fans?
I take pictures of everything I eat, and I update them every 30 your seconds whole, on my website.
Your website is just all photos of coffee foam?
It's like, are you on Instagram? No, are you on erinkfoley.com? That's
I
the question.
I treat erinkfoley.com kind of like the Weight Watchers website. Where I just want to, it's a food diary. I want to record just to keep up.
Hey, who ate a tamale? ErinKFoley.com. Load it.
Well,
load it up.
I'm going to go there. And what's your tweeter?
Erin, this is how much I'm on Twitter. Erin Foley Comic, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to really start trying. This is 2015.
On. You're trying. You're doing great. Okay.
Trying.
I guess that we've reached our conclusion time wise.
We're done.
Thank you guys
you're
so
the best.
Much.
Any final words?
And,
I love to do things like that. Then what it means
I guess Godspeed and happy holidays.
Living in his grace. Nice. Thank you, Aaron. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYNAR.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouthhorn.
With Karen and Chris.